And it's time for our next guest. It's Jeffrey Brandler. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great. It's great to have this opportunity to speak with you. Jeff is a licensed marriage and family therapist, a certified clinical hypnotherapist. And Jeff, could you tell us the name of your business?
Sure. Jeffrey Brandler is my name.
Very good.
And I'm located in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey.
Okay.
Which is interesting because there's no mountains or lakes in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, just this little aside there.
So it's really just somebody's imagination of a great place to be named, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. All right, so Jeff, tell us how we can contact you with your website and other contact points, please.
Probably the best way to contact me is my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. There you can learn a lot about what I do and how I do it and who I do it with. If you want to call me, you're certainly welcome to do so at 973-402-2647. And I'm on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me everywhere.
So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about what inspired you to get into this, a little bit of your personal history and career history leading up to where you are today.
Well, it's funny. You know, when I started off, I wanted to be a doctor. That was plan A. But organic chemistry had another plan for me. And after nearly flunking out of that, I said, this is not for me. And I found psychology as a major and said, this is really what I'm good at. And I'm good at speaking with people and people speaking with me and people feeling comfortable. So I just started exploring the counseling realm and then proceeded to, you know, get my undergrad, my graduate, my postgraduate and licensed and credentialed and, you know, certifications and all that. And that's now 35 years.
Yeah, that's several decades worth of experience. And do you work primarily with adults? Do you deal with children? How does that work out?
I only work with adults. You know, when I first started my career, I loved working with adolescents. But I got older, and you know, they didn't. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I just work with adults, because I can work with them. And probably my adults are probably, you know, the youngest is in their early 20s, and then up to, you know, whatever. I think my oldest client is in her 70s.
Jeff, do you find that adolescents, you know, it's a little further from your experience today because of the way things have changed, what with the internet and social media, and you're just feel more comfortable working with people with similar experiences you have?
Yeah, I like to talk to the person that's having the problem, not have the parent be the proxy for the person having the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm talking to someone, I'm talking to Mary Smith, I'm talking to Mary Smith. I'm talking to little Joey Smith, and I have to talk to Mary Smith, his mom, about what's going on with Joey, and that just gets my brain too confusing.
Yeah.
So it's just easy to talk. It's just easy to just dial direct.
So with the adults you work with, how do they connect with you? Do you do outreach? Is there a word-of-mouth component to this? They find you through the website? How does that work?
I think all of it. You know, because I'm also in all the insurance network, that's been a good source of marketing for me. My website has been a great source of marketing. Word of mouth. I also do some, you know, because I also do a podcast, which is called Brandler Bits, which is basically a 5-minute topic on something that's going on in my office or some issue that's important to talk about. That also becomes a great way to share that with other people on social media. And then I get, you know, people have said, you know, I really listen to that. I really like that. I want to come see you.
Uh-huh. And where can folks find Brandler Bits if they wanted to?
Right on my website. Right on the sidebar.
Okay.
So at the changeispossible.org website, right on the sidebar, there's some 30 episodes there.
That's great. So then you typically with someone that you work with, you deal with adults, what are some of the you know, conditions that they come to you with and that you treat them for?
I've seen, you know, I would say the people that I work best with are people that have anxiety issues, depression or mood issues, addictive disorders, and there's plenty of those folks. And then just regular kind of stress and stress-related issues. And that's where hypnotherapy has been an amazing adjunct to my regular therapy. Because for years, I've done, you know, regular cognitive behavioral therapy, which I love. When I started a few years back to adding hypnotherapy and hypnosis to that, it's like, wow, look what I can do in a much faster period of time, much shorter period of time, and much more efficient and effective. So that's been just amazing, too.
So why is that? Is that because hypnotherapy, you know, gets to the underlying emotions that they have that maybe they're not even aware of?
Not even that. It's more, I mean, it's not even, it's they, people are able to tap into things that they weren't aware were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, we all have hidden strengths that we kind of know, but really don't. And then when, you know, when we're using hypnotherapy, you know, all of a sudden we find something and there's some message that comes through or some strategy that comes through or some idea that people can work with. And then all of a sudden it's like, bang, you know, there it is.
Right.
Or, you know, in probably the best case, you know, the people that I've worked with that cannot sleep. They just can't sleep. So we do a hypnotherapy session. I record all my sessions. When I do that, you know, sleep happens in 10 minutes. I mean that is groundbreaking.
Right, right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Could you, of course, respecting folks' privacy, tell us about a situation where you decided that hypnotherapy was the best way to go? What they came in with, what you did, and how they came out of the whole thing?
Okay, you know, there's probably one woman that comes to mind, and it's someone who I'd known for a while, and I said, hey, you want to do this? And she said, yes. And so just by, you know, hypnotherapy has some particular stages to it. So there's kind of an introduction to it, where there's a lot of breathing and whatnot. And then inevitably there is me telling a metaphor or a story or something like that. And within that story are lots of phrases, clauses, ideas, concepts, images. And so one of the things that happened was in one of the things I was saying, you know, I hit something, which I couldn't even tell you what that was, and the person burst into tears.
Hmm.
And when we finished up and came back and I said, you know, what happened? She says, you know, I really touched something in there that I hadn't really thought about that was totally painful, but I had this great awareness of what I needed to do next.
So there was a breakthrough, and there was that emotional response to
it. There was an incredible breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way of knowing, you know, I couldn't have planned out, okay, so we're going to do A, B, C. That would never happen because just the nature of hypnosis and hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
That's what's so potent about it.
Do you think that there's still, you know, a stigma attached to people seeking therapy? Do you think that's something that has to be rooted out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the world we live in, and all you need to do is just look around. You know, there's so many people that are saying, you know, I could never talk to a stranger about my problems. You know, I don't want someone to, to psychoanalyze me, to, you know my inner deepest thoughts. I don't want anybody to, you know, to really know me that well. And that, unfortunately, is still the myth that we're operating with some years later. It's better, the stigma's down, but, you know, what I would say about that is, you know, therapy of any type is all about making a connection. It's about having a good relationship, about having trust with someone. And when you can just, you know, find the courage to pick up the phone and say, hey, I need help, once you do that, you show up and you just start talking and you see if you have that connection with someone. And if you don't, find somebody else. Because I hear that too. I saw Dr. Jones and he was terrible. I never go again. Well, you know, Dr. Jones is the only person in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's all about relationship, just like friendships, just like marriages. It's all about relationship and connection.
Right.
And so I would say, you know, if there's anybody out there, you know, find someone, pick up the phone, find the courage, send an email, send a text message, find the courage so you don't have to suffer with the pain or the stress or the anxiety or the pressure or whatever you have, so therefore you can have some relief and then ultimately some strategies to make that better.
Jeff is also a requested speaker and a trainer, industry schools and self-help groups. Jeff, do you also deal with people that come to you through the internet, or is it just the geographic area that you're in Jersey?
Well, I don't do any, you know, telephone therapy, so it's pretty much in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone went to, you know, my website and reached out to me, I'd be happy to help find some referrals for them in their area or, you know, something like that. Or if there was a particular group that I was going to speak at, certainly they're welcome to do that. I try to do presentations, you know, at least a couple times a year.
Okay.
With, you know, different places.
Jeff, the time flew by. I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap up, but not before you remind everyone of how they could reach out to you through the social media, the web address, and so forth.
Sure. Website, www.changeispossible.org. Phone number, 973-402-2647. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just search my name, Jeff Brandler. You'll find me.
Thank you very much, Jeff Brandler, for a very interesting conversation with you. And I wish you the best, and perhaps we'll get a chance to talk again sometime, okay?